right, so here we are in December for December's episode. If I am correct, I did one in October and November. And keep it at monthly. I'm supposed to be doing this a little more frequently than monthly, and hopefully I can get to that point. But I felt, right now I'm doing what I can. Not true, I can do more. But I will, I'll try to do more. But for right now, here I am today, December 17th. Again, on my way home from work, which is what I did for the first two podcasts, because it's a nice little, 20 to 25 minute drive. And we're entering the Christmas season, December 17th. And I thought that I was going to have all the kids together here in Southwest Florida this December, but it's not going to be the case. Sammy and Ryan will not be making the trip from Michigan this time, so we are going to have the three kids, and we're going to go to, like we did with Thanksgiving, we're going to go to my in-laws again. Thanksgiving was awesome, and we're going to have three of the kids together, and my mom, and Heidi's mom, and stepdad. And actually, my sister, who lives in Pennsylvania, is going to join us as well. She's going to get here on December 23rd. So that's going to be the group for Christmas. So what has, what has gone on since the last time we talked? It was just prior to Thanksgiving, the last time we've talked. Well, we've had holiday parties and as you would expect, and as you're probably having if you're listening to this in December, whatever year it is when you're listening to this, 'tis the season for holiday parties, office parties, client parties, organizations that you belong to having parties. So, I don't know, do we have our Christmas shopping done? We're working on it. Again, it gets more difficult now with, you know, the five kids that we have, as you know, ages 16 to 27. Buying for them, buying for kids, it gets way more difficult as they get older. Clothes, forget about it. Unless they tell you, you know, here's specifically what I want. That's the one thing that in today's day and age that has gotten a little bit easier with the, the internet as it is. Our kids are able to just send us links and say, hey, this is what we like, and it's exactly what they want. So you can't go wrong buying them exactly what they want, right? But trying to surprise them or get them something, that you just think they might like, boy, it's risky. It's risky from, spending money that may or may not be appreciated. It's just you're better to be safe and just talk to them about the things that they want, and then cash is always a great option. Almost equal to cash these days is an Amazon gift card, because they can get just about anything they want on Amazon, and as if they live in different places like our kids do, they're certainly able to, have the stuff shipped to where they are. So that's a good option. Last year I had a great idea to get all of the kids, and this is a great idea if you have kids, guaranteed, if your kids don't already have it, that your kids will love this idea for Christmas or their birthday or whatever it is. Because what is the most, well, I don't want to say the most because I don't know all your kids, but on average, a very important thing in their lives is their cell phone, right? They can't leave the house without it. They can't go anywhere without it. They can't communicate with all their friends without it, listen to their music, all of those things. Everybody, not just kids, but everyone these days can't do anything without their phones. So what we did last year was we got them, all five kids, we got them each a top-of-the-line battery pack, which basically allows them to extend the life of their phone for you know, I think these things, I think the ones that we got could charge a dead cell phone 7 times, right? So 7 full charges, you know, from dead. So these things were nice. So when they got them, they loved them. And, you know, they, why? Because it kept them alive. It kept their phones alive. It kept their connections with their friends alive. Everything that a cell phone is for us. These days, as we know, none of us like it when our cell phone runs out of juice and we gotta try to find some place to plug it in. And if we're on the go, like many of our kids are, they just, you know, really appreciated that gift. But if you can't find something that is an absolute slam dunk guaranteed they love, it gets difficult. So, you know, this year, our youngest son has started a Shopify account, and he has, with one of his other friends, created a clothing brand, believe it or not. It's amazing what kids can do these days. And I'm not in my Cadillac tonight. I did my other podcasts in my Cadillac. I'm in my Corvette, so it may be a little noisier than usual. I apologize for that. Hopefully this is working, because I'm trying to do it through the wireless system here inside the car. So hopefully this comes out okay. But so my son and his friend, they started a little clothing company, and it's called No Signal. Signal's not spelled out. It's S-G-N-L. So if you want to check it out, it's N-O for no, no, N-O-S-G-N-L-C-O for company.com. And so I know there we were sure we were going to buy all of our kids a hoodie with his logo on it. So there was a, you know, a slam dunk that we know they were all going to like. We sent them to the website. We asked them which, you know, version they wanted and color and size and all that. So, but there's one present, right? So what do you do for the rest? Boy, it's difficult, but you know, each kid is unique. Some kids, you're going to have an opportunity to get them something you know they're going to want. We have, you know, a couple of those instances, but I guess we're going to round it off with some cash, because you can never go wrong with cash, right? Then you know that they can get what they want. And you try to do some other things on Christmas Day that aren't totally revolving around opening presents for 2 hours. So what we've historically been doing on Christmas Day is trying to have a little bit of a game day. Last time we had, you know, the kids together, we had kind of a decathlon of games, if you will, and we spread it across multiple platforms. We had some things that were electronic, so we had, you know, some things that we were doing on the Xbox. You know, everybody would play this Xbox pinball game and record their score, and you would rank those scores from, I think there were about 10 of us playing, because we had other family members other than the kids. You rank those scores, you do a little cornhole toss, so many bags, and you'd add up the score, and all of these things, and I think we had like 10 of them, and you, you know, get the scores 1 to 10, add them all up, see who the winner is, but they seem to enjoy that as well. If you don't come up with something like that, some kind of interactive, involved process during, you know, gatherings like this, it just is too easy for them to kind of retreat to another room or the couch and just kind of get absorbed into their phone, right? That's just the way it is today. If you're not keeping them involved and doing something that's interactive and having, you know, having fun with them, or watching, you know, watching a movie or something that everybody wants to watch, if you're not doing that, and it's everyone, it's not just kids, everyone will just kind of resort to grabbing their phone. So we're working on what it is that we're going to do Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. I'm going over the bridge now, so from Fort Myers to Cape Coral, Florida. And it's sectioned off so, well, at least the pavement seems to be, so you get that, you know, thumping every few yards here. So we'll get over the bridge here shortly, and hopefully that noise will go away. But maybe try that this Christmas. Try to do kind of a mixed games decathlon, and you can come up with 10 cool things. We had a couple minute to win it things that were in there too, so it was just kind of a neat thing that they all really liked, because they like to compete, they like to beat their brothers and sisters, and it just makes it fun. So what else? Let's see. It's kind of exciting that my son is, he was always the youngest son. He was always into being entrepreneurial and business-like and doing things at school to try to make money too. Some of them were not always appropriate for school, because you're not allowed to sell things at school. But he was, he's always been that way. And it's cool to see him exploring that now as a 16-year-old in online business. And he went about it the right way. He was sending out polls on Instagram, kind of gauging interest among his, you know, peers and those that might be interested in buying some of the clothing that he was putting together. He was doing it right from a marketing standpoint. I mean, he was sending out, he was asking the market what they wanted versus creating something on the front end that he thought was cool, and just, you know, printing up 100 t-shirts that he thought was cool and hoping that he could sell them. You know, on the front end, he did his recon before he bought anything, and he knew what the buying market, if you will, the buying market wanted. So I'm pretty proud of him and how he did that. So, you know, that's something that's pretty fresh and out there. And we've encouraged our kids in just about anything that they've been involved in, even if we think that this might not pan out. We never know. You never know if it's going to pan out. So, you know, with a limited, you know, with some constraints on the resources that you're willing to put into something, you know, support them to a certain extent and see how it goes. Let's see, Janai is home from college. Janai goes to Southern Wesleyan University. He's running track for them. His father was a Jamaican who unfortunately passed away when Janai was 3. He died of cancer. So Janai didn't end up getting to spend a whole lot of time with his father. So I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to, you know, meet his mother and ultimately marry her and take his brother and he on as my sons. And that's how I got to 5 kids. You know, 3 that I had with my first wife, Molly. And then with Heidi came Janai and Tewa, both with Jamaican fathers. And they are they're amazing kids. And we're very happy to have Janai home with us for a month. And our house has always been kind of the gathering house as our kids have been growing up. So Janai always had his group of friends that would always come over. We have nicknames for some of them, so, you know, obviously some of them won't be their names, but we've had Lightning and Drama. Those are 2 nicknames, obviously. Jamal and Dante. Those are the guys who spend a lot of time at our house, and we've enjoyed having them. They play, you know, video games with us, board games with us. We have meals together. And, you know, we've had some of them, a couple of them, visit us even when Janai's not here. They'll just stop in and say hi to Heidi and me. And it's almost like we have, you know, a few other kids in our family. And it's just a great atmosphere having them around. And we're encouraging that as well with our 16-year-old son, Teowa. We just make sure that he knows that anytime he wants, his kids can come gather at our house. They can play video games. We'll feed them. We'll try not to embarrass Teowa by being the embarrassing parents. We like to think, Heidi and I like to think, that we're still kind of cool, right? We're still in our 40s. At least I'm still in my 40s until June 26th of 2019, when I turn the big 5-0. But I like to still think that I'm a little bit relevant and cool, or I try to be. So it's great. Janai's home. His friends have been coming over, and it's just great to see them. So we're very aware at this stage of our lives now with our kids being age 16 to 27 that we have limited time. We have limited time with them being home and being around before they get their significant others and form their families and settle in places that may or may not be near us. To just be thankful, even though it is, it's additional work, it's additional housework and shopping and food preparation and all of those things. But we can't allow ourselves to get, feel bogged down with additional responsibilities. We have to look at the fact that how fortunate we are that they're there and we get to spend that time with them and we get to share with them, how we're still very much interested in everything that they're doing and we're supporting them and we're cheerleaders for them and, teach them the, lessons along the way that we can. Going to church with, our sons, both of them on Sundays, having Janai here with us now is great. We love our church. Our pastor is a young, hip guy who, is very entertaining and can deliver, a message that, is well received by younger folks too. So we're just very blessed. And we see that coming through the holiday season, going through Thanksgiving and approaching Christmas. And we realize not everybody, is in the position we're in. A lot of people are dealing with, substantial and significant issues in their lives, and in the holidays sometimes aren't easy for them. And we're just, we're in prayer for those people. We try to do what we can throughout the holidays to increase our giving, not only at our church, but in our community. And it's just a time to step back and count our blessings, be thankful for our children, the health that they have, the relationship that they have with us, and just, not make it all about, the gifts. The gifts are just representations of the love that we have for them, and we try not to make it the focal point of why we're getting together. So Heidi and I we're trying to get our health in order a little bit, trying to get our weight in order. We have a cat about a year ago, and it's a male cat, only a year old, and he was, I think it's called neutered, right? So I think he was neutered. And I guess as a side effect of the neuter, they get a little, what we call a paunch or a belly, but it's like extra skin. It looks like he's got a belly on him. So we call it his paunch. And then Heidi and I have been developing our own paunches. So the people that say you start looking like your pets may have heard that. So we joke around. But it's not all jokes, right? Because it has to do with our health. And we're getting up there in age, and we want to be around, as long as we can for our kids and our grandkids, and be able to support the whole family unit moving forward. Late 40s, we need to get on top of things that may be getting out of control. And it's harder to do during the season because there's so many, you know, little sweets and treats that show up, you know, around Christmas time. But my wife is working on her home business too, and she has a health and wellness background in addition to some of the other things that she's doing. So she's trying to get us back on track, and we're doing it together, and that's the best way to do it because, you know, most of the things that you're going to try to accomplish, you know, in your life are going to have a better chance if you have an accountability partner. There's certainly the first step of making a decision to do something, you know, positive in your life, to start doing something or to stop doing something. And one of the most powerful ways to help you accomplish that objective is to have some accountability plugged into it. Accountability, I'm a firm believer that accountability will put a factor of 10 on the probability that you follow through with what it is that you said you're going to do, because it's just too easy to, you know, to take the easy road versus the, you know, more disciplined road. So anyway, that's something we're embarking upon to try to get rid of our paunches through this Christmas season. But I am home now in my driveway, so I'm going to cut this one shorter than usual, but just tell you that, you know, we're happy to be able to celebrate with the children that are going to be with us this holiday season. We're going to try to focus on the fact that, you know, we're together and what is it that we can do together versus what we can just give each other as far as gifts go. So enjoy your family in December for the holidays, and just try to do something. Try that Game Olympics this year. Again, that was a huge success. We had a little trophy. So whoever was going to win was going to get a little trophy. And so they really enjoyed that. I would encourage you to give that a shot as well this Christmas season, and let me know some of the games that you might have come up with, because I'm sure there's a lot of great ones out there that would be fun. All right, we'll talk to you next month, if not before. Merry Christmas.